Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Mulligan. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Strunk. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Hervey McClellan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Yamyarian. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dixie Leverett. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dixie Leverett. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Nemo Leibold. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Mitchell. Batting third. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Del Pratt. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Harris. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Minoski. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Chick Fuster. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Chaplin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Ferguson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Alex Ferguson. And now, play ball. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fuster fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk hits a fly ball into center field. Leibold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell takes first base on ball four. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. Mitchell moves to second. Two outs. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harris. Hooper reaches second base with a double. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is hit by the pitch. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Falk for the out. Hooper moves to third. Shealy moves to second. One out. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan hits a line drive into center field. Leibold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hooper tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Yamyarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yarian strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoski. The throw from Yarian and he is out, Collins applying the tag. Two outs. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter takes first base on ball four. Ed Chaplin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fuchter. The throw from Yarian and he is safe. Fuchter steals second. Ed Chaplin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fuchter moves to third. Ed Chaplin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaplin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leverett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Leverett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leverett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 1 in the game. Mulligan strikes out. One out. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0 for 1 in the game. Strunk hits a fly ball into center field. Liebold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Ferguson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Alex Ferguson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferguson strikes out. One out. Nemo Liebold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liebold is 0 for 1 in the game. Liebold hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Liebold for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to second. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mitchell moves to third. Burns moves to second. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0 for 1 in the game. Pratt hits a ball on the ground towards short. McClellan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mitchell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sheely hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into right field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Minoski strikes out. Two outs. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fuchter is hit by the pitch. Ed Chaplin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fuchter. The throw from Yarian and he is safe. Fuchter steals second. Ed Chaplin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaplin is 0 for 1 in the game. Chaplin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McClellan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mitchell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Yamyarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yarian is 0 for 1 in the game. Yarian hits a fly ball into right field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dixie Leverett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leverett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Leverett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Alex Ferguson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferguson is 0 for 1 in the game. Ferguson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leverett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 0 for 2 in the game. Leibold hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 2 in the game. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mitchell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Mitchell. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0 for 2 in the game. Strunk bunts towards the mound. Ferguson fields it and throws to first for the out. Mulligan moves to second. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ferguson fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Mulligan trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Collins moves to second. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0 for 2 in the game. Pratt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. Pratt reaches second base with a double. Burns moves to third. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Minoski hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Burns scores. Pratt scores. Harris moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Fuchter bunts towards first. Sheely scoops it up and throws to first, with Collins covering, for the out. Harris moves to third. Minoski moves to second. One out. Ed Chaplin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaplin is 0 for 2 in the game. Chaplin takes first base on ball 4. Alex Ferguson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferguson is 0 for 2 in the game. Ferguson hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Harris tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 0 for 3 in the game. Leibold hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoski scores. Chaplin moves to second. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Shovel Hodge now pitching. Johnny Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sheely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mitchell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McClellan takes first base on ball 4. Falk moves to second. Yamyarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yarian is 0 for 2 in the game. Yarian strikes out. Two outs. Shovel Hodge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodge hits a pop-up towards short. Mitchell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Pratt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 3 in the game. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fuchter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0-for-2 in the game. Strunk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Fuchter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Liebold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Minoski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Minoski reaches second base with a double. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Fuchter bunts towards the mound. Hodge fields it and throws to first for the out. Minoski moves to third. One out. Ed Chaplin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaplin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Chaplin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Minoski scores. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Alex Ferguson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chaplin. The throw from Yarian and he is out, McClellan applying the tag. Two outs. Alex Ferguson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferguson is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ferguson hits a line drive into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mitchell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Shealy hits a fly ball into center field. Liebold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.